I have got two in here. One is called Schrodinger's Cat. The words were car, bucket, envelope, discrepancy, malevolent. In a closed bucket, a poisoned envelope slowly disintegrates. Only when opened can you know the fate of the feline within. A malevolent experiment of being and not being, or just discrepancies of the quantum universe. And the second one is Breaking the Cycle. The words were hesitant, late, revenge, desire, and milk. Breaking the cycle. Revenge brings what? The desire for retaliation, a nasty cycle back to revenge. Hesitant, forget it. Speed is not important. Serve it late, cold as iced milk for maximum effect. Curb the desire, tamp the fire you can't wait to quench. Revenge brought desire. This time I did something to break the cycle. Thank you.
Nigel Harriet, would you be willing to come up and read out your contribution, please? Thanks.
Okay, I to read other people's contributions.
I know you can read your own.
It's in the second part.
On previous years, we were reading other people's, but Bernadette McCarthy. Words vacuum, incidental, ennui, independence, and maps. And it's titled Act of Union. Incidentally, they won't be changing the maps. That small but determined line between Ireland and the UK won't be shifting. Stockings need no adjusting. And questions of whether men should wear anything under their kilts fall on deaf ears tonight. Oh, Scotland the brave, land of heroes. Battered Mars bars now congeal on the grills. They said, no, dear, not tonight, to independence. Yet what is nationhood but another way to fill the vacuum? Firmly crossing the legs, pulling plaid skirts over the knees, when bulldog husband Jack comes annoying, that British glint in his eye. What, not tonight, dear, she says, filling herself instead with the masthead of nationhood. What is independence but a new way to fight against ennui, to slip into a silky new identity? But Scotland decided to stick to old bottomless tartan pyjamas. And so the unhappy union goes on. Thanks.
Michael, would you come up and read your five word contribution?
I will.
If you're ready. Michael Ray.
So the words were optic, gradient, beak, scream, perverse. Wayne. She didn't think him looking through binoculars the wrong way was the best optic for checking if his sperm was motile. The gradient of his drive had plateaued, often leaving his beak of a wife awake, fantasizing about the press of him and her breathy screams thrown across the bedroom several times a night. It seemed to be the perverse interest he had in mapping its wane and her growing acceptance of their childless life that was keeping them together.
Great, grateful. Is Charles there?
Yeah.
Have you got a 5-word contribution, Charles, you'd like to read?
I hope I will forgive him. But I will forgive him.
Liam Heafy, untitled. Well, here. Is there a purpose in being raucous? But Ling Chi was Chinese, not in Li. Maybe he lived by the sea in 380 AD. Was it strange that his color was orange?
Here, off you get. Dear Joe Brown, folks.
So the 5 words were barrel, fulfilled, envelope, cyanide, and microscope. So the poem goes, slit the clouds that envelop the clear blue, peel back the layers to see you. Your world fulfilled under the microscope view. Down the barrel of a pen can't hide your words, deadly as cyanide. Thank you.
I think there's probably room for one more person on this, and then we might have a little break and mellowly ingest all the poetry that we've been blessed with so far. Stan, you look like you want to say something.
Come on, Stan.
Thanks, Billy, for spotting that. Invisible need of mine.
That's what I'm here for, kid.
So the words on the night were Grecian, remember, cosmic, simple, and echolalia, which was suggested by the guest poet, which was an American lady, I can't remember her name. And it was written that year, actually, it was in...
The Spalding Fawn.
The Spalding Fawn, yeah. So it's untitled in the book. Do you remember when life was simple, easy, aimless? When all we did, all we had to do, was lay on grassy knolls, staring at the sun, dreaming about the cosmic dust we were soon to sprinkle on an unsuspecting world. Back then, war only touched us through history lessons. Big business was nothing more than the price of a drink, scoring a nudge, or, in its greatest sense, a weekend away in a two-man tent, military style, negative sleeping bags. Back then, we knew little of foreign lands and other cultures. Alfresco was only on our tongues due to the Renaissance. Panama was a hat, and Grecian related to a hair product we'd never, ever need. I yearn for those days frequently now that age and sense and an understanding of our world affects all I see and feel. I yearn to care once again only for records, Saturday night and brief but brilliant eye contact with a beautiful girl. I yearn because knowing what I know now, I can no longer turn a blind eye to another inadequate reaction from the UN, to Ireland's ridiculous response to recession, another stupid, stupid war. But most of all, I yearn for those days because hearing elected representatives from every corner of the globe practice the same echolalia, no matter the situation. I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, I promise, forces me to practice what they view as echolalia that I see as an appropriate and necessary response. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Before, to ensure they know I am no uneducated dimwit adding, please say something different, please do something different, please make a fucking difference.